This is Shiny Shirt Dan from Gainesville, Florida, and you are listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Hi, this is Will Hammond from Kansas City, and you're listening to the Beast of the Southeast, the Jimmy Doan Show. Congratulations on not getting sued the first 99 times, and who knows, maybe this 100th time will be just as good for you.
This is Josh calling from Hollywood, California, and you're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show, best radio show ever.
So the Gators won yesterday. Barely.
Gators!
Murdered.
Well, no. Actually, they won the first half and lost the second half.
That's right.
We were playing a high school team.
Yeah, we were playing a high school team, and they had to keep our first string in the whole game, and the second stringers didn't get to play. But Jimmy made money. Jimmy did well.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was your... Jimmy did well with the honor box.
Oh, you had the honor box, huh?
Well, I had the honor box for some of it, but I went out there and actually shoved some cars around to make sure that I got...
Sometimes people aren't so honorable.
No, they are. Let me tell you, Gator fans are the best, and they are religious about it. I mean, I had one guy come up and ring the doorbell, and he said, plead poverty on me. He said he only had $9 $1 bills or something. And I said, yeah, okay, pay me next time.
Well, no,
I said,
that's okay. Were you charging $50 for parking or what?
No, next week, of course, it's $50 for Tennessee fans and, and $10 for Gators.
Jimmy, just so you know, everybody else in the neighborhood's charging $20.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh. There's no one charging $10.
The tickets are $40 cover price.
As close as you are to the thing, it's $20.
Well, then I'm going to, Jimmy's going to retire next week.
You're way underpriced. Underpriced.
Well, for yesterday's game, I wasn't.
Well, maybe not for yesterday's.
Because we're playing. Anyway, a couple of things I wanted to mention here. There's like so much stuff.
This still is the 100th show, by the way.
Still the 100th show, right? Part two.
September 9th.
And this is kind of a Michael Vick thing. You know, of course, he hasn't actually gone to trial yet or anything
yet.
Like that. Not yet. The animal rights groups are advocate. This also has to do with games. Animal rights. Advocates are rattling sports cages, as here been Baton Rouge. Fans who are in town on Saturday for Louisiana State's game opener against Virginia Tech, they got a new tiger. Their old tiger died, and they got a new one. Mike the Sixth, a 2-year-old Bengal Siberian tiger, is expected to grow to 700 pounds. The tiger was placed on view last Saturday in a $2.9 million, 15,000-square-foot campus habitat equipped with a wading pool, a waterfall, scratching air post, big-screen TV, air-conditioned sleeping quarters, and around-the-clock care from an LSU School of Veterinary.
The tiger gets a big-screen TV?
You caught that, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding you. It's not. Jimmy put that in there just to see.
Just to see if
my dorm room doesn't have a big screen. What's going on? My dorm room doesn't have a big screen. What's going on?
Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, so he probably gets better medical treatment than Moses. Yeah, well, you can bet on that. And he's damn sure going to get better than anybody else here.
He gets Hillary care?
No, he'd be even better. I tell you.
He's not dead yet.
Yeah, he's not dead yet.
The old one did.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I want to know is if can he phone out for pizza and a hooker? So, I don't know. So, anyway.
And it's tough to find a tiger hooker.
You know, again, if you got $2.9 million house, 15,000 square foot, who wouldn't want to go there?
Right.
So, anyway, PETA, of course, PETA's all over this. They said, you know, nobody should be allowed to have live animals as a thing, you know, and I don't know if the fighting goldfish up here, I don't know what they've got, but I think theirs is
the fighting goldfish.
Well, I don't know yeah. So that's the team up in Indiana. I don't
care.
That's right. PETA argued the tigers need to roam over several hundreds of miles, not square feet, and that wild animals become stressed in stadiums filled with tens of thousands of people. Yeah, okay. In June, Louisiana became the 50th. This is upsetting. Louisiana became the 50th state to ban cockfighting. Yeah, I mean, up until
the last one.
Yeah,
baby.
No, seriously.
Up until
a couple of months ago, it was legal to have cockfighting.
No way.
Yeah. In July, California Supreme... This is the part of this article that I want to talk about. The California Supreme Court effectively prohibited the sale of soccer shoes made from kangaroo hides, and the National Basketball Association continues to experiment with synthetic materials for its balls.
What?
Well, because, you know,
sounds like
they don't have pigskin anymore, you know, and they call it pigskin.
Nature's not good enough. We need a chemical.
Well, the whole point is the public sensitivity about the treatment of animals has been acutely evident since the outpouring of grief after the death of Kentucky Derby champion Barbaro. Barbarian, whatever, national aid.
Whatever.
And the national outrage aimed at NFL quarterback Michael Vick.
Whatever.
But anyway, the point is that, of course, cockfighting, the reason it took so long in Louisiana is it's like, you know, that's like a...
Because it's fun.
And it's a Cajun thing. because what's happened is the people are saying, well, the American culture has changed, and now we don't want to be cruel to animals, and so we got to outlaw.
So now we got to go to Puerto Rico, man.
That's
you
right.
Want some cockfight? You go to Puerto Rico, man.
So anyway, the ban on cockfighting takes effect in August of 2008. So they got about 11 months to.
Well, I guess the greatest thing. Never forget the time I went to a cockfight and I had some good chicken while I was sitting there eating. I take the bucket of chicken. Oh, go blue, go blue.
That's it.
Oh, watch out! Oh,
dang. What gets me though is that Beckham, the soccer star.
Soccer billionaire.
Yeah, soccer billionaire. His shoes were made out of kangaroo hide.
Now
they got to help him hop.
Is more springy in his step. Baby.
Hello, duh. I mean, God, you actually had to say that, didn't you? It's good. But anyway, of course, Australia is saying, well, they're not exactly an endangered species. As far as they're concerned, they're like cows. I mean, you got shoes made out of leather.
They're worse than cows because people can't kill them. There's some it's like alligators around here. Now they're so protected, there's more of the protected animals, hopping through your backyard. That's great target practice, by the way. A kangaroo running through your backyard. I mean,
you can't ask for a better target.
How can they outlaw that?
Yeah, that's the beauty of living in Florida, because when you have target practice with an alligator running through your backyard, that's easy.
Well, if it's lying on the bank.
Yeah. They all are.
Well,
I mean, they don't move around much unless you put your little dog out there.
Yeah.
You watch them move that when you put little frisky
out
there.
They do move. They can jump like
a
3-foot
fence. I know that. Even the big ones. And then, so anyway, the University of South Carolina has ignored PETA's request to stop using gamecocks as a nickname. They don't even want the names.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, gamecocks.
Given that cockfighting
is illegal in the state.
The little girls with the I love cocks written on their face.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
come on.
Just,
how can they outlaw that?
If they could kick that chick
go
off the
cocks.
Air.
Go cocks. Yeah. Gotta love that. Go Steve Spurrier, baby.
Beat the cocks.
Yeah, that's right.
But PETA officials, of course, humans don't have the moral authority to eat, own, exhibit, or experiment upon animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, somebody...
Except eat.
Well, no, they don't have, not according to PETA, can't even do that.
People eating tasty animals.
That's it.
That's it.
So anyway, the point is that this continues on, and to me, it shows you the phenomenal, how can you put this? I mean, when people go and
stupidity?
and give animals, especially cocks, rights, constitutional rights,
It doesn't work. The fact is that you still have to have a human there to interpret for the animal,
right?
No matter what happens. And so what you're really doing is you're enforcing this human's right.
That's right.
This other human who wants to enforce their right for you not to kill the
animal. It's their desire more than anything else.
And
of course,
desire,
along the same,
not a right.
Along the same line, of course, when you're trying to save species, this is an article from up in Colorado, I guess. There's an oops moment. There's something called the greenback cutthroat trout.
Right. Yes, I saw this.
And they've been saving this thing for like years and years.
They've been stocking the rivers for 20 years.
Special fish. Right? Yeah. Is it good eating? Obviously not.
The greenback cutthroat trout. I don't know. The fighting greenback cutthroats. Who we are. That's the Colorado team. Okay. So anyway, it could
be otherwise known as the tasty greenback.
The point is that they found out they've been saving the wrong one.
Yeah. They've been stocking the wrong fish for 20 years.
Well, it turns out that the only way to find out was they did a DNA study on the thing.
Right.
And found out that there was chromosome number, 6,438 was slightly different from the other one. And that's the only difference. But anyway, needless to say, the people that are doing the rest said, oh, no, it's still working.
It's still working.
Still working. It's okay.
I'd say now it's open season on the greenback cutthroat trout.
No, let me tell you something. It's
any way you can take them, baby.
No, let me tell you. In this country, you find an eagle feather, you don't want to touch it. Okay? As soon as you touch an eagle feather on the ground, that's SWAT team material. Colorado, I mean, you touch a scale on it. You're caught with a scale on you? No, I don't think so. No, you're dead. Colorado federal biologists have a goal of 20.
A scale as in the fish scale.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Had to clarify that.
That's right. Have a goal of 20 self-sustaining populations of at least 500 fish. Now, the cost of the program was not available.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Millions of dollars.
Well, it's funny because we've also talked about a little bit about that, and that's the Florida Panther, which, I mean, each Florida Panther, if you think that this tiger is well taken care of with a $2.9 million.
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about the Florida Panthers before. No,
the Florida Panthers are wealthy. They're wealthy. Donald one, Trump each, should have that kind of money.
All nine of them are millionaires.
Yeah. But I love this. The thing about this is that the greenback cutthroat trout was declared extinct in 1937. Okay, and like, well, who was the worst for it?
Right.
So what? But we found some, and now we have to save it. I'm thinking, shut up.
A 20-year, multi-million-dollar program to adjust the balance of the ecosystem in this river, and it boggles the mind
when you consider that something like 99.9% of the species ever existed on this planet are dead.
Not anymore, man. We're going to save them all.
We're going to save them all. You know, shades of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, let's save the giant mosquito.
Right. Yeah.
The humongous cockroach.
That's right.
That's right. How about an arachnid the size of my house?
Man, if it was out there, they'd want to save it.
No, I know. Well, how about the megalodon? Man. That'd be nice. That'd be good for swimming in the Atlantic.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
Megalodon.
That's right. Well, no, the thing is, it would keep the white killer shark population down.
That's right. Yeah. And the whale population. Yeah.
The whale population.
And the beach population.
Shamu might become a little more rare.
A little morsel.
Shamu starts to grow limbs.
You see, that's right.
Land shark.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, did you see that Simpsons intro the other day where there was the couch scene where Homer, like, you know, everybody runs in the door, but Homer's not there. All of a sudden, he goes back to, like, start splitting into single cells. Then he grows into a jellyfish. Then he finally crawls out on land. And then he turns into an ape. And then he finally goes through all these things. And then he has to evolve into Homer. And then he walks in and goes, "What took you so long?"
They showed his evolution from the primeval scum of life,
right,
from the soup of amino acids up to Homer in 60 seconds.
That was the funniest one I've ever seen.
The University of Colorado professor Andrew Martin said the study's investigator said that while the findings might give the recovery program, quote, a black eye, the hope is that biologists and agencies will move ahead with recovering species after they're extinct. No, before they go extinct.
Yeah, exactly. I know. They're going to be bringing them back.
They bring them back after they're extinct.
We don't have too many of these bones left. We're going to have to recreate some.
Well, I mean, you know, you wonder about some of this stuff. And this brings up the whole... I've been watching this also on my other favorite blog, which is the Dilbert blog, which I love. Adam, you know, what's his name? Scott Adams and so forth. It's just, he's really great. But they've gotten a little bit into the evolution thing. And, of course, there's all the creationism versus evolution, intelligent design.
That stuff's still going on.
Oh, no, it's totally going on. And it's just interesting to me to see how people, like, totally miss the boat on this stuff. I mean, they are off the track. They're on a different track on so much of this stuff. And a lot of people are saying, for instance, that the intelligent design, one of my favorite people, Ann Coulter, for instance, is one of these people that says, look, all you can ever show with Darwinism is an adaption. You don't show any evolution. All you ever shown is adaption. You know, chickadee ends up like 97 different species, depending on. So that's, but they're still the same basic thing. You know, adaption I can buy, not evolution. Where's the link between, you know, a toad and us or something
They just found another, you know, Australopithecine hominid.
There was an article like in a couple of days ago. They said there was like tons of different kinds of humans floating around here 2 million, 3 million
years
ago.
There were
all different species, and some of them died off. My point is that. The question, of course, is, at that point, when did this stuff, whatever you want to talk about, when did it actually first show up? When did the first one appear? I mean, if you're gonna say all we ever had was adaption.
Well, hominid is the first more man than ape.
It appeared. What I'm saying is it didn't evolve. According to them, everything had to appear. All you had was adaption. In other words, you have a frog, and you have a fish, and you have...
So everything was beamed down.
Beamed down, right? And then it adapted. So, you know, if you beam down the original fish, say, and it evolved into...
A tree shrew.
Or something. No, well, whatever it is, then they simply adapted. No evolution involved.
Bullshit!
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got a real problem with numero uno, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's almost chicken. I mean, adaption is evolution.
Of course, the thing about it seems to me the definitive thing is when one thing can't mate with another one.
Yep.
So
that didn't stop them from trying.
Yeah.
Get your ass over here, baby.
Literally.
Dead horse, man.
That's right. Dead. It was a deer.
Oh, is that
it was
what
a dead deer. The guy was out there making it with
what?
The...
Let's not even go there.
No, we're not. No, we, that was we talked about that.
Okay.
Okay.
I must not have been at Jack Road Show.
No, that was that was a scary. They put a. I think they put a new warning sign up there. Showed the guy said don't. You know, it was one of those circles with a line through it. Showed the guy don't do this here.
Bend over.
It was right after the deer crossing sign. They had a warning sign that said, don't do this to
like
dead
it.
Deer.
Eric found the sound effects.
That's good.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Keep them going.
The next thing I've got, which I really love, is that Iran has been fined $2.65 billion for terrorism.
They'll pay up.
Yeah, right. They're writing that check as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's fine them more.
Well, see, you're right. They'll write the check.
Yeah,
he just can't cash it.
Well, you know, it's
they
like,
won't sign it.
It's like the
trillion-dollar bill
signed by Back Obamaya.
Yeah, Iran must pay $2.65 billion to the families of the 241 U.S. service people. Well, if you did the math, what is it about
$11 million?
$11 million less attorneys' fees, which means it gives them
about $1 million.
Each.
Yeah.
So
$11 million per
survivor.
Every person in the population.
No, per survival family.
Oh, okay.
$11 million, as I say, less attorney's fees. So that means that they're still going to
be... Yeah, C-note. Here's your C-note, right. Baby.
Well, Curtis, you should go over there and get some jobs, I guess, if they need attorneys.
Giving money away, man. Yeah.
That's right. But I love this. The families were encouraged by Libya's decision, ultimately, to accept responsibility for the 1988 bombing of the Pan Am flight. That was the Lockerbie thing.
Right.
Once a pariah
Libya.
In Washington, you agreed to compensate the victims of 270 families. Part of the $2.7 billion has been paid. A final $2 million installment for each family is still outstanding. Good luck. The thing about, I look at this and I'm thinking, these guys are, when you look at, this is a classic case of the winner writes history. The winner writes the rules type of thing. When you think about what other countries, us, Britain, everything over the years have done to populations, the compensation would be back and forth all over the place and who knows what. I mean, even today, I mean, you pick up the paper today and you see, bombing something, you know, X numbers of civilians killed something, errant bomb accidentally hit something.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. But, you know, good luck on collecting. So you just wonder what this was done here in... by United States court. Iran has blamed the supporting militant group Hezbollah, which carried out the suicide bombing in Beirut, and so they didn't even defend themselves. I mean, they didn't even show up at the trial. This was a default.
It was not me!
Yeah, that's right. Well, they didn't even say that. They basically issued a statement and said, you know...
That was my best Iranian accent there, by the way.
That sucked.
I had to clarify that.
That sucked.
If that was
that's
your best...
I had to come back and clarify
if that. Was, if that was your best...
That was it, man.
This is Ahmed. I'm a dinner jacket's writing this check, and so what, they're going to get paid?
Yeah,
Ahmed,
right. He's going to write a check. Jacket. Well, it reminds me, the old joke about the three people that borrowed the $10,000 from the old guy.
Okay,
right.
Tell it. What is it?
Well, that was the one where the priest, the rabbi, and the lawyer all borrowed $10,000 from some guy, and he said, well, you have to promise to pay me on my death. You know, I want you to pay me back when I die. And so the priest confessed that he had spent the money and only paid back five. Then, in the coffin, he'd only paid
that's
back
right,
5,000.
That's right.
Rabbi said, yeah, he'd spent a bunch too, and he only put 2,000. And the attorney chastised him roundly and said, sure enough, he says, you guys, I can't believe you, men of the cloth and everything. I wrote him a personal check for the whole $10,000 and put it right in his coffin. So that's what we're going to get here is a personal check from.
I'm a dinner jacket.
That's right. That's the guy. So anyway, I'm done with that. Anything? What do you guys got? Anything in particular you want to talk
save
about?
Save the smallpox.
Save the.
Oh, gotta save the salt.
I got a couple things.
I got tons of things, but why don't you? Let you guys chime in here.
All right, we'll chime.
I got one here.
The Jack Road Show.
Oh, God, here it goes.
Welcome to the Jack Road Show. Cue the intro music.
Cut his mic up. That was great. Hey, another kid was suspended from school for drawing a picture of a gun.
Another kid.
Now, you know,
was it loaded?
A copycat crime.
Terrorist.
Well, no, let me tell you, it's pretty obvious why.
Why is that?
Why he drew it. It was in Arizona. It was like in the next township.
He wanted a day off from school.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. This guy was in the eighth grade. The first one we talked about last time was in the fifth grade. This guy draws it and waves it around. Of course, I don't understand why every boy in there, the girls would never do it, but I don't understand why every guy in there didn't draw a picture of a gun and say, hey, teacher, look at this, and then march out for a three-day suspension. You know, just one guy had the cojones, as we say in Arizona.
In Texas.
In Texas and Arizona, we say cojones.
New Mexico.
Right. If you have a child in school and this happens to you, I recommend you march on the school. Go down there, chastise the principal. I just can't believe that they
National kind of Draw thing. Gun Day. That's what we need, baby.
Seriously, something like that. We need to do a contest.
That's right. Like, instead of drawing Tippy the Turtle, you draw a gun.
Well, you know, of course.
Some people will get that. You know, that's all right.
But I just wonder, this is, of course, all a result of this zero tolerance thing.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just, it has gone so ridiculous. This is where... You know, you get suspended because you brought a Tylenol, you know, can't no do no drugs. Although...
The plastic knife for your brownies.
That's right.
We should have zero tolerance on
zero tolerance.
Nothing.
Zero tolerance tolerance is what we ought to have. That's exactly right.
That's ridiculous. That's just close-minded.
All right, here's another one. Foxy Brown.
Foxy.
Did you see this?
I thought this was a little strong.
We talked about it last week. Some music performer,
I'm guessing. Okay. Yeah, they're rapping.
So anyway... She gets in like a little scuffle with the people at the nail shop, okay?
Yeah.
Getting nails done. Right.
Yeah, we're talking about manicure
nails.
We're talking
about a cat fight.
She didn't pull out a nail gun. And
No. No, but there were probably some deep scratches.
Bitch, you messed up my nail.
Man, at the nail shop, you could get some deep scratches from a chick. You know?
All right, so she had an altercation at the cosmetic
She got
counter.
Put on probation. She's
like whumped up on two of them or something. Through a cell phone or something.
Well, that one she hasn't been charged with yet. That's still pending charges pending in New Jersey.
Some kind of battery charge.
Right, exactly. An assault or a battery. So I don't know what it is.
She basically broke probation.
Well, that's what happened this time. The fight that we just talked about happened like a year ago.
And she was put on probation.
Exactly. And that's what they do to everybody these days. Right. You get any minor thing, they put you on probation. Now, here's the problem. You go back in front of the judge, and there's a decent chance something could happen like it just happened to Ms. Brown here. She got sentenced to a year in jail. A year in jail.
For violating probation. Now, did she violate probation by going in shooting a liquor store?
No. She drove through a stop sign. She drove through a stop sign.
Cue the AK-47 noise there.
Through
a stop sign. Unbelievable. That's right.
And I believe these... Probably another foundation for the violation was these new charges in New Jersey where she threw the BlackBerry at somebody.
Right.
But the point is that it's not like she beat somebody with a pipe until they were dead. I mean, a year in jail, that's serious time. You're talking
Let me put it this way. When you think about some of the stuff you can get a year in jail, some of the stuff you get 90 days in for is way more, slightly more serious than running a stop sign, for instance.
Totally.
I mean,
we've had some of these child molesters get less than time than that.
Well, I don't know about not anymore.
Oh yeah, we just talked about one, some outrageous time served, whatever. So anyway, now Foxy Brown, she's not going to be doing an album this year. no release this year.
No, she's going to re-release Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah,
it's no problem. She'd do it, you know, feminist.
It's called Foxy Brown, the bitch.
You are my bitch.
Yeah, be
my bitch.
Yeah, see, I got to clarify that when you go to jail, you become someone's bitch, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, of course, you don't get violated quite the same way you do in a men's prison, I don't think. I'm guessing.
Women's prisons are pretty tough, actually. I've been in a few.
You're the man.
What do they call them?
I've had dreams about that.
They call them lurds, right?
I've had dreams about that.
What would I do about that? What would I do?
On an island populated entirely by women.
Well, you know what they call them? They call them lurds as soon as it's a lesbian until release date.
I'll take the peril.
No, more peril, please.
Run away.
Yeah, so anyway, that's Watch your back.
You know, I did think it was a little strong, though.
It is.
And of course, Nifon got 24 hours.
I didn't hear about that. What happened?
He got 24 hours, yeah.
I forwarded, 24 hours of what?
I forwarded it to jail.
You mean of jail?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Really? I forwarded that on. You got me email.
I had to read that, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. 24 hours.
Did they say exactly what the...
It was contempt, wasn't it?
But, I mean, was it related directly to the case, or was it something like as part of the investigation here?
Yeah, one of those.
Oh, okay. Well, I told you, I mean, as I defended Nifong, and my might be still will. I mean, he...
There you are. There's my email. He just checked my email.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Nightfall.
Oh, and he was disbarred.
Yeah. Hey, I go back and listen. I guarantee you we called that. I'm pretty sure I called him.
And it's
disbarred.
Funny because our erstwhile barrister here was the one that was on the...
This kind of stuff happens all day long inside.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, he should have known somebody was not guilty. Let me tell you, you could go down to half of the cases in this town right now or any town, and you would say the same thing. Oh, you should know this guy's
not
guilty.
No, I guarantee. We go back to, you're right. Counselor Curtis was saying he'd get off, and I was screaming he's going to get disbarred. We need to go back and listen to that.
You're right.
I'm pretty sure you were saying, oh, get off, man. Nailed him to the wall.
Yeah. No,
he gave him too big of a target.
It's only because, what it is he bit off more than he could chew.
He
picked the wrong kids.
Remember, we were screaming about it. He had 76 different press conferences in the first 2 days or something outrageous like that. So he set himself up.
Well, you know, the election and everything else, there was a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, yeah, that was probably what...
It's great that I got to say this. I saw a shot of him as he was checking into the jail. Okay, and when
does he get to wear an orange jumpsuit for 24 hours?
I don't know. But so as he's checking in, and for some reason, you know, comes in and said no food or drink. But the angle I saw and the little D had been torn off, so it just read no fool. Got to go back and check that out.
That's good.
So you see my reply. I said disbarred. Ha ha ha. Asshole. That's my email. Whatever. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it. Well, going down.
Yeah. Well, as
I hope.
As
I hope engineer, took at least one engineer, shower in that 24 hours, baby.
As our engineer said, which I love this comment. You're always guilty until proven guilty.
That's it. Guilty
until proven guilty.
How do you speak guilty? Going down, baby. Disbarred everything. Remember he had to turn in his license that was chewed up by his dog?
You know, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
If I was to turn in that license, I would have let the dog eat it and then turned it in. I'll tell you that much. I would have shown him what my license was.
In a baggie.
Yes, not even.
Actually,
it would be open face plate.
Knowing Jimmy would eat it himself and pass it.
That's right. Actually,
it was my dog. I swear.
My dog ate my homework. Here it is.
That's right. That's right, baby. My dog had corns and peas, too.
Corn. You go to the all-you-can-eat corn buffet.
And some shrooms.
All right. What else we got? On the Jack Rhodes Show.
They haven't found Steve Fawcett yet.
So what is that?
Probably the size of a thimble.
No, I think he's gone.
I think he's gone too.
Because the stunt, you know, the publicity stunt, yeah, that ran out a couple days ago. You know, I thought at first, hey, maybe, you know, he's got a few $100 million, nothing else to do. Let me.
Well, I tell you what,
file a flight plan.
Yeah, but you never
took
do.
Off solo.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm just saying he's, you know.
I'm telling y'all something.
He went down.
I had $100 million. My plane would disappear too.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I mean, you say
my plane.
That's what I thought.
No question about it. I mean, seriously, I would have the plastic surgeon lined up,
man,
and I'd be so gone.
I'd have the bodies too. I'd have there's some of Curtis right there.
Yeah,
there's some of Counselor Curtis. We found him.
You say publicity and everything, but you remember that little girl was abducted and found like a year or two later.
Two blocks away.
No, it was like in the
It was not far.
You know, the religious, you know.
Right, the guy who married her and everything.
Yeah, whatever, something like that. So that was a year later. She's walking through something and somebody said, you're the one that's on the pictures here or whatever. This is like after a year.
Well,
so maybe,
don't know. I'm feeling bad for Steve.
Are you?
I think Steve went down.
I'm with Counselor on this one. For $100 million, let me tell you, for not even, I'd say, for me, Jimmy, $99 million. I mean,
Jimmy takes PayPal.
No, it's right. And
if you want to see Jimmy disappear, if you're just tired of us, $99 million. PayPal.
Yeah, right.
If you just, he'll stop talking. You'll never hear from him again.
Okay. Have you ever? Of course, Darth Vader may show up on the Jimmy channel.
Yeah. Hugo.
That's right, Hugo. We have the power of the.
Hey, what was that deal in California about those sex offenders forced to move?
That was, you know,
21,000 of them.
2,100.
No, 2,741.
Yeah, 27. But my point is that the rule is you're not allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a playground, church, school, or another
child care,
offender,
or whatever.
Child care.
Right.
or a girl, or a guy.
Right, or a girl,
Jessica's Law, by the way. You know, right. It's all for the children.
It's all for the children.
If it's got a name
so anyway,
in it,
it turns out that somebody's gone out there with the measuring tape and found, you know, 2,700 of them.
Okay,
and they drew a big freaking green, you know, diameter circle.
Right, and so these and they're going to, I guess they're going to send them to jail if they don't move. You know, these 2,700 or whatever.
And they're not kidding about that stuff. I've defended people for that kind of stuff. And I defended a guy because he didn't report his move within 48 hours.
Kill him.
You know, he like moved in with his girlfriend and he didn't tell
well,
us.
Well, that actually, when we talk back, of course, that was some of the
stuff. It was his 14-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. That was why Foxy got, some of the stuff that she had not reported a bunch of her moves around, too.
Well, then they always, whenever you get a violation of reparation, what they do is
stack on.
Yeah.
Pile on.
Right. And they put stuff like checkbox number one, you did not fill out a report. Box number two, you did not fill out a report correctly. Box number three, you did not collect a report from, a report paper from the guy. You know, box number four, you didn't tell him that you didn't fill out a report. it's like...
It's everything. We have the same thing here. It's funny because the... we have a leash law here in Alachua County.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I know. But the point is, when the guy walks up to you because somebody's phoned in that you're abusing your animals or something like that, and you walk up to the gate, there's like nine things that you're automatically guilty of before you almost do anything.
I mean, right.
If you tell the guy no and don't look at his card right or something, there's, I forget what they are, but each one is like a $50 fine.
Right. Did not greet me with sweet tea.
Yeah.
Did not offer crumb cakes.
Speaking of, I got to do this one right now. Just popped into my head. Engineer Eric sent me the link to the interview between Senator Craig and the police officer. And I am here to tell you right now, if you have not heard that, I can tell you with 100% accuracy, guilty. Let me tell you, he is the, it is like the interview from hell. I mean, you listen to this interview.
You think he's absolutely on some kind of super drugs.
No, it's not that. He is lying his butt off.
Yep, the senator, so to speak.
The senator, let me tell you something. He is lying. I'm sorry, Senator Craig. I'm sorry. Do not withdraw your resignation. You better put that thing in and get out.
Put that thing in and get out.
Because I'm telling you, it is a classic interview of somebody lying. Well, and I've heard a bunch of them.
And you need to come out with your stickers.
I know. I got a new...
Is it okay if I say no?
I got the police encounter card.
All you
card.
Had to do.
The police encounter card. Which
Larry.
Let us explain this to our listeners. It's got a sticky back. You just basically peel it off, and you put it across your mouth.
Right.
And it says, I have invoked my right to remain silent.
And then it has Counsel Curtis's number on it.
Please call this man if you want to talk to me any further.
That is the key, of course, is that where you place it. Don't place it on your forehead. Don't put it on your shirt. You put it across your mouth.
Shut the hell up. And Senator Craig buried himself with this one, man. I'm telling you.
Well, of course, what's funny about this, what I think is hysterical, is not only did he bury himself, but did we talk about the genetic ethics in the bathroom, male bathroom? Did we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. The etiquette.
The etiquette. I mean.
Yeah. We went into that. We laughed our ass off about that.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if we actually did it
on
the show.
Don't stick your hand underneath the stall.
No, I mean, and what, of course, funny, I was on Daryl Cagle's cartoon thing, and about half of them are show people tapping their feet for one reason or another.
Right,
I mean, you just, you know, tapping your feet has gone out of style. I think you went and played in a band, you shouldn't tap your feet anymore.
Yeah.
That's just
since I miss it, what is that? Some kind of signal?
That's the signal. That's the signal that he gave. You tap your foot a little bit, you nudge the other guy's foot, and apparently he waved his palm.
And then you throw your schlong.
Yeah, exactly.
You're busted like the construction worker from the village people.
Man.
Okay. Well, shit, man. As someone who grew up playing drums, I will no longer tap my feet. Well, I am relieving myself. I am glad I did not know that.
It is.
You're not practicing your
my hi-hat.
High
teacher. And then a schlong comes underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
The key is this. There should be a sign on the stalls in the men's room that says, remove iPod before using. Because if you go in there and start tapping your foot to the music, the SWAT team will show up. Or worse.
Or worse.
Send it to Craig.
Shit, I'm glad we clarified that.
Well, that's true. You didn't.
I'm sorry.
You heard it here last.
And speaking of senators, I said this to you guys. Senator Edwards sent out a new clarification of his health care proposal.
Oh,
here it comes,
Edwards
folks.
Care.
We said this, man. You will not be able to opt out. It is going to be, you must.
Mandatory.
Go check in with a doctor if you want to be covered.
Not only can you not opt out of the thing by not paying, you have to pay. But in addition, it's like truancy.
Right.
If you don't show up at the doctor's office for a mammogram, especially if you're a guy.
Your papers are not in order.
Your papers.
These are not the right papers.
That's right. Then you are like a SWAT team material.
Yeah.
It's mandatory inspections. And
of your ass.
And it's your ass.
Yeah.
Especially, you can imagine.
Oh, here are your papers. I have found your papers now.
What I want is the rubber glove franchise.
Yeah.
Or that's
the
what
Jimmy
I,
glove.
That's right. The special Jimmy glove. With a tickler.
A different tool on each finger.
That's it. I got, which one do you want
for
now?
Your pleasure? Studded pinky finger glove.
That's right.
Rippled
emphasis on stud.
The Jimmy glove.
That's right. No, we'll have those.
That'll 9.95 weeks at PayPal.
That's right. PayPal special only.
That's right.
Go to our special Jimmy store.
Unbelievable. John Edwards. Yep.
Yeah, mandatory. And of course, it is in some. I mean, they've already started to do some of this. They do it in England already, I think, in some instances. You can't get certain kind of coverage unless you've been in for the inspection.
Even for a flesh wound.
Not even for a flesh wound. The thing I'm reminded of course, is the way guarantees work on automobiles. I know that I bought one time for a car that blowed up, which we'll not even mention here who blew it up.
And they replaced it. No questions asked, right?
No, they asked a lot of questions. What they said is, can you show us the mandatory or the suggested 3,000 mile oil changes every 3,000 miles for the last, 90,000 miles.
And did you stroke it and talk to it every 3,000 miles?
Exactly. And of course, I, only showed them 20 of the changes instead of the 30 or whatever it was. And they did not want to pay.
I bet they didn't.
No, they did, actually. They paid a bunch of it. But the point was, that's the same thing that's happening with the health care is, if you don't have your 3,000 mile checkup, you don't get health care.
Right.
Mm.
And let me tell you, it's going to be a sticky situation.
That's what's going on in England. Yeah. You're saying.
Now they're going to. It's going to be. Oh, well, you didn't check box 32.
Yeah.
So
yeah. We know you came in.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine? This is the guilty until proven guilty thing. If you don't have something showing that you actually, a videotape of you're actually going in there, and of course this day on, if you're not on YouTube or something like that, walking into the proctologist's office every 30 days or something, then you don't get health care. You don't get a new lung.
You need your Jimmy glove punch.
Or a new colon. Yeah, exactly.
A punch card, right?
That's right.
You got my Jimmy glove inspection.
Don't get your new colon when you have cancer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it does show some personal accountability. I like that aspect of it, but they've taken it too far. People should be responsible for themselves.
They should be. If you get the government totally out of it, they're responsible where they're responsible or not.
I like that. That's the way it should be.
So to speak. Okay.
But then they still got a king over there, too, so.
I don't know. She looks kind of femaleish to me.
But same. It's, the monarchy. Hey, it's good if you're the king, or the queen. Works for you.
We have lots of queens in this country, too.
Yeah. So
anyway.
Back to the Jimmy glove conversation.
Right.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to take a light notes thing, or are we going to take a break, or not?
I haven't actually printed out anything else. I mean, I've got like 40 things here on the screen.
It's like the million pixel website.
Let's finish up with a few light notes and then we can call it because this is our 100th show. Thanks for tuning in. Don't we have some? Don't we have some callers that we're going to run? Okay. Well, we'll edit that in. We got a lot of callers. Yeah.
I love this. I love this. As Jack Rhodes says, we will edit this in as if Jack is actually part of any of the editing.
I've already done my part by telling you that it should be edited in my recommendation.
I see.
Here at the Jack Rhodes Show.
Jimmy, this is the wee Shug from Edinburgh. I'm calling to wish you all the best on your 100th show. Now, my wee to watch the fit be. So good luck to you. You're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yes! Gotta keep those calls coming. 1-866-95-JIMMY.
That was really good. That's
you got any light notes, E.E.?
Yeah, I do. I had a couple. One of my favorite things, of course, is science. You know, it's coming up on the 30th anniversary of the Voyager missions, and they're still out there. They think the power cells are going to go till probably 2020.
Wow.
And they're still beaming signals back. They're getting out to the heliosphere.
I was
going to
say, that thing, it's getting out there past Uranus.
I don't know about Uranus, ain't nowhere near mine.
It's supposed to pass the Kuiper belt or whatever here.
It's past that.
Is it past already?
Yeah, it's out there. It's 3 billion miles away or something like that, close to 3.
That doesn't mean a lot to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, but anyway, it's getting to the point where the sun spews out mass, and then that mass finally actually falls back, you know, to the sun because it's gravity, and it's getting to that point where it's actually going to be in interstellar space.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, they're still working, you know, I mean.
It's just stunning.
It's just amazing to me.
I mean, it's 30-year-old technology, too. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Well, they of course, they have, that's the one that has the gold record on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the mixtape of the gods, they call it.
Yep.
Was that a little Led Zeppelin,
Beatles are.
Actually, they did have.
It's Chuck Berry.
Is it Chuck Berry?
Yeah, not the Beatles.
Not the Beatles.
But they do have, it's got a bunch of pictures, but no Jimmy Doan Show on it.
What the hell? Well, we have our own satellite.
We're gonna. And it'll be newer technology. It'll be great fun.
Well, I'm sure that the radio shows from the Jimmy Doan Show have already passed the Voyager's play. This is out there way past there.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the things that I find interesting about this is, this brings up the Carl Sagan thing, you know, life, and one wonders if the natural evolution of life is death. That is to say, it may turn out that every species, when they get about our point and a little bit further, it extinguishes itself, such as the yeast in a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. You know, it extinguishes itself as the wine turns to alcohol. And the reason I mention this is because when you do the math, the idea that we haven't stumbled across intelligent life
is pretty staggering.
It's staggering. I mean, when you figure the odds, if it were as common as you might think it would be, just, you know, a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a billionth, it would still be like all over the place.
Right.
I mean, just everywhere. And
well, my position is they've already been here. So.
Yeah. No. But I mean, why not still? I mean, why not? Are we it? Or maybe we're it.
We're the intergalactic TV show.
Ah. Well, this is this was the what was the one where they came? Oh, it was the
South
the
Park.
Well, not only that, it was the Tim, the thing the Tim Allen thing where he was the they had the show on TV where he was a space guy and some real space people showed up and
right. Oh my God, Galaxy Quest.
The documentary.
Yeah, no. your historical records.
Yeah, your historical records.
That one is, of the best movies.
No, that is one of the best. I mean, unknown. You know, I mean, people give it a, like a 2-star.
No,
but it is
it's
hysterical.
Sleeper, but it's great.
It really
great.
Is good.
So all I have to say is Dick in a Box. All right, now we've talked about this before. You remember that?
Right.
Yeah.
Dick in a Box. Justin Timberlake, you know, and Adam Sandberg did this skit.
No, not Sandberg.
Sandberg. New guy. Mm-hmm. Did this skit on Saturday Night Live. It was, you know, Dick in a Box. Well, it won an Emmy Award the other day.
You are lying to me.
Not kidding. And, of course, it's, you know, blank in a box. Last December's fake music video performed by Timberlake and cast member Sandberg is about wrapping a part of the male anatomy and presenting it to a loved one as a holiday present. A dick in a box. We'll have to play that. We'll put a link on there. Yeah. I'll put a link on there. So that's great.
Link to this.
I love the, did you see those comics breach the security at,
This was classic. This is down under.
Yeah, go ahead and spill it, Jimmy.
Okay. Well, the point is that this was hysterical. These guys dressed up like Osama bin Laden and everything. They got three large limo Cadillacs. Put Canadian flags on the, you know, how you do with the ambassador thing, on sticks on the front of the thing, and raced. Bush was down there. President Bush was down there to talk with the...
In Australia,
to talk to the prime minister. And these guys basically drove their car within, like, feet of Bush. before they were finally stopped. They went
got out of the car.
They went through like multiple checkpoints. Mm-hmm. Secret Service, of course, down there. You know, the Secret Service flies in like three more 747s to get down there.
Right.
And they 900 U.S. Secret Service plus all the tightest. They claim that in Australia it's the tightest security on the planet, even tighter than D.C. and these guys, these actors. Mm-hmm. Showed up, you know, literally feet from the President Bush before they finally stopped. And the guy steps out. He's dressed like Osama bin Laden. And, you know, and
stay there.
And they, and of course, what I love about, the thing I do love about, though, the Aussies do have a sense of humor. They let the guys go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they detained him and said, turn around and go the other way.
Right.
But I mean, it was the point.
One thing you never want to do
is
take his dress up like Osama bin Laden.
Crikey. Yes.
Drive a motorcade into the President's
presence, whatever it is. Yeah. And so, but I've been here, of course, if it happened anyplace else, you know that they would, the car would have been weighted
blasted.
Down. No, I mean, it would have been stinger time.
Oh,
stinger
blasted.
It would have been reduced to.
In the abundance of caution, we eliminated the motorcade.
That's right. But I mean, the point was, when they were asked about it, they said, well, why did you choose Canada?
Right.
And they said, well, we figured that Canada, it would only be
a motorcade. It was beauty, eh?
Beauty, eh? And we figured, you know, we speak the lingo, and we figured Canada would only have a three-car motorcade, mm-hmm. as opposed to some black African, you know, Mugabe thing would have 20 cars plus right. all their wives and
Dubai
everything.
Dubai or something.
Or yeah. Dubai or something, or Russia or some other country. Or a country that doesn't have enough money for a motorcade,
like right?
Cesar Chavez or something.
So the point is, they nailed it,
and they got with it. Now you know they made it obviously not going to happen again,
right?
I mean, they didn't
put a fake nuke bomb in the trunk.
Yeah, right.
That man, was, I've defended people for calling the governor's office. I mean,
much less
you,
that. Huh?
Yeah, man, you
we're driving up.
No, I mean, you think, no, seriously, in this country, this is how bad it's gotten.
Impersonating Osama bin Laden. That's what.
If you
DWO driving while Osama.
DWO.
Okay.
You go down for that faster than that stewardess.
I'm sorry. We're melting the key back to its constituent atoms.
So listen to this one out of Santa Cruz. Okay, a marijuana dealer. Telephone police after armed thieves stole his quarter pound stash of pot.
And this happens like every year.
Hey, yeah. Man, they stole my pot. Okay, 19-year-old Felton man told police that two men, one of them armed with a handgun, robbed him at gunpoint as he sat in his car on Tuesday night smoking a joint. No, I made that up. So, dude, his pot was stolen. He's a dealer. He calls the cops. But listen, it's great. It was unique to have people dealing with drugs call us when they've been ripped off. And then it's great. Of course, the police, they show up, you know, and this guy obviously might have lost a little buzz, realized what he did here.
Lost a little buzz.
That's right. Obviously, gets in, they start questioning him, you know. But sure enough, they didn't arrest him.
Really?
They did not arrest him.
He said first he showed him a medical marijuana card, and then he said he got a pot from his friend. And then
right. No, I mean,
if I go talk to you,
I found it. I found it, right.
Square grouper.
This is an interview. This is
well,
like
the story
as
became
Craig.
Progressively confused.
what a shock that is.
So, but like you said, he was not arrested, and I thought this, as always, the last line from our standpoint, and this is great coming from the police officers now in California. From our standpoint, it's more important to address the fact that there are individuals out there who are willing to use a weapon to commit robberies.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
And it is true, but I'm still surprised he didn't shoot the guy.
Well, it's California. They would have here in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have SWAT team.
So now, if someone steals your pot, Jimmy, maybe you can call the cops here in Florida. Maybe they'll act the same way.
Nope. That makes a big assumption about Jimmy pot, which is not.
What, Jimmy's not taking bong hits before the show?
No. Jimmy learned, unfortunately... Jimmy learned like 25 or 30 years ago that Jimmy gets violently ill in the prison.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy and bong hits no mix.
Violently ill. I mean, it's violently.
Well, I thought that was great. I mean, I am impressive. Dumbass 19-year-old to call
well,
the
they
cops.
Had, they, had, they did have a, speaking of that kind of thing, there was somebody the other day, I thought you were going to bring up the article where the fellow was on a, I think it was he was in a car, and he'd been stopped for some reason or another, and two motorcycle policemen stopped him, and he... decided to not stay around, so he revved the car, and apparently he knocked over one of the motorcycles as he was tipped it over, and they shot him dead.
Murder!
And the explanation was that as he was racing away, they shot him, and the explanation was that the policeman feared for their life.
Right.
I'm trying to think.
He's driving away.
I mean, literally, they got him from he was 100 yards away when they.
Lucky shot.
And he was dead, and it was justified, of course, because they feared for their life.
Unbelievable.
Sounds like
some scaredy cat cops to me.
Yeah, you think?
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I have anything else.
Bunch of other dumb crap. But
yeah, no, we got it. Let me tell you, I will mention one thing here locally that also pertains to, I think, nationwide. I went down recently to, did I talk about the FCAT here? I went down. It turns out that they wouldn't do it if it wasn't required by law. I'm sure here in Alachua County they're required to publish a report in the newspaper to the citizens about the school system,
right?
And how we're doing. In Florida, we have something called the FCAT, the Florida Comprehensive.
You did this one?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Okay. But go ahead. I mean, you might want to repeat because I think this is a new one. This is when you went down there recently.
Yeah.
I love it when you go, people, I have to watch this show in little tiny increments because it's so painful to watch you guys on TV. Yeah. You literally told the.
I told them that it was part of my primal scream therapy. I had to pause the tape every once in a while. My therapist had told me it was good primal screen therapy to watch the show. Government access channel. Yeah, exactly. I said that I'd been prohibited from going down there live normally because security would be called as I went into something that made Tourette's look normal. This was the second year I went down there. Mm-hmm. Did I talk about this last time?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought.
You did the report card and everything?
Yeah, I did the report card.
Did you hear about this loony fireman out in California, too? Guy really wanted to be a fireman. Really, 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 really.
So he started setting fires.
No. So he started dressing up as a fireman and going to disasters. Taking his picture, posed for his picture, and his driver's license and all this, but he's never been a fireman.
Well.
But he really wants to be a fireman, so they arrested his ass.
Hey, let him fight fire.
They arrested him for what?
Suspicion of impersonating a firefighter.
Okay,
and then it got into possession of stolen property. Apparently, these real costumes he was wearing were really somebody else's.
Well, that's in the beginning of Evolution, that movie with David Duchovny, and that guy, he wants to be a fireman too, and he goes out in the desert, he burns down a house, he's got a dummy in there, one of the sex dolls, and he runs in there and he races her out, he starts giving her mouth to mouth or whatever. That's like that kind of guy.
Yeah, this guy might have been the genesis of that movie. I don't know.
For what it's worth, just as a little one of my favorite shows, in case you're interested, is Rescue Me. Which is also about firefighters.
Yeah, I've only seen it like once.
Oh, it's cute. It's Dennis Leary. He's really funny in that. It's what they call tragic comedy or something.
Yeah, well, they're not screwing around.
Tragic comedy.
Tragic. They're not screwing around anymore with firefighters, man. It's a serious business. So.
Yeah. Well,
that's funny. Okay. California, gotta love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo! All right. Good show. Good fun.
100th show.
Yeah. In the can.
In the can, baby.
In the can.
Where all the other ones
got David from Ohio. David, not my real name.
Oh. Yeah, David. No
John. Yeah, John. That's it.
He got us. He told us we made sure we were ready for our hurricane supplies because, let's see, water, check. Ammo, check. Beer, check. FEMA repellent. A.K.A. more ammo or more A.K. ammo. You get the point. Check. More beer. Check. Looter repellent. See FEMA repellent.
Yeah.
3 months supply of Jimmy Snacks. Check. All right. There you go.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, of course. How many hurricanes do they have in Ohio? No, we are well stocked down here with FEMA repellent.
Now available in the convenient 7.62x39 size as well as the more popular 5.56x45 NATO round.
That's right.
And it comes with a convenient dispenser that holds up to 30 doses of FEMA repellent and fits securely into the patented FEMA repellent dispenser for easy application.
Hey, I like that. I was gonna say I like that email too. We got from the guy who's going back and starting like back at show number one.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I look at the transfer. It was 4 gigs in one day. Yeah. I was going. I go, man, we got popular all of a sudden.
He said he was up to December 2006. Just wait till it gets to this show. That's awesome, man.
Thank you for writing and sending it in your articles. Absolutely. And stuff, everybody.
Yeah, nice website that guy gave us.
The Liberty Forum, libertarianforum.com.
Yeah, libertarian check that out.
And most of the people that called in and gave us the well wishes for 100 show, we'll play those right now.
I'll row those right now, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. All right, thanks for tuning in, Jimmy.
See you soon. Woo-hoo.
Is it Jack Rhodes showtime now?
Hey! Thanks for coming in!
Jack Rhodes!
Motherfucker!
Say Chocolate City!
Jack.
Ray the Man Megan!
This is Tracy, Graham's fabulous wife, from the deep, bluest part of the ocean. And you're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show. This is brought to you by, again, Tracy, Graham's fabulous wife, broadcasting to you from the submarine called the Eric Memorial. Ta-ta now.
Hey, everybody, this is Stitch from the Hanger Dogs, and you're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show.
Hello, this is Lardo from Wisconsin calling to congratulate Jimmy Doan on his 100th show. Well done, Jimmy. Keep up the good work.
Hey, this is K-Man from Iowa. Good luck to you guys, and keep up the good shows, and keep them coming.
Hey, Gene from the Hanger Dogs, congrats on your 100th show. Keep them coming, guys. We'd love to hear you out here.
Hi, this is the Hanger Dogs corporate sponsor, and we're calling to congratulate the Jimmy Doan Show on their 100th podcast. Congratulations, guys.
This is EJ from Washington, D.C., and I hope you're listening to the Jimmy Doan Show. It might just save your life.
Working on you, baby. I got that mojo.